Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Next to the Middle East, where Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza as Palestinian militants continue to fire rockets into Israel. 119 people, including 27 children, have died in Gaza, while 9 people have been killed in Israel since the latest clashes began on Monday. Over the last 5 days, Hezbollah in Gaza has been firing rockets towards Israel. Meir Elran is a senior research fellow at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv.
Israel is being attacked in the last 4 days by more than 1,700 rockets launched from Gaza directly on civilian targets in Israel. As long as Hamas continues to launch rockets and to attack civilian population in this country, Israel will have to defend itself. And the only way for us to do that is just to make them stop launching their rockets against us.
Meanwhile, news agency Reuters is reporting that Israel is in various stages of preparing ground operations. Earlier, troops had been shelling Gaza in what the Israeli army said was an operation against Hamas tunnels near the border between the two territories. A short while ago, we spoke to Gaza-based journalist Hannah Shalla, who writes for the Middle East news website Al Monitor. We asked her to describe the situation in Gaza.
Last night, it was the hardest since the start of escalation because the Israeli tanks were shelling randomly the Palestinian residents who are living near the border in North Gaza. Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia villages where normal people and farmers are living there. They were shelling randomly, so people were forced to leave their home, escaping the death. They expected that there will be a ground incursion by the Israeli tanks to the area, but they did not consider this incursion. They just shelled the area, preparing for incursion, but the incursion did not happen. So hundreds of Palestinian families are displaced now. They fled their houses in the area and seek shelters in UNRWA schools. These schools opened this morning for them. All the night they were running streets from the North Governorate to the Gaza city in order to find shelter in UNRWA schools or in their relatives. So it was a hard night for those Palestinians who are living near the border. Inside the cities, the shelling is still airstrikes are shelling residential houses. They are knocking on the roof by shelling one missile or firing one missile through a drone towards these houses. Then they bomb the house. They give the residents about 1 to 5 minutes time to leave the house in order or preparing for bombing this house. The face of Gaza in these 5 days has changed.
And Hannah, we hear about efforts to broker some sort of a ceasefire intervention by the United States, perhaps Egypt having a role. Are there any indications that there could be a cessation sooner rather than later?
Yes, Egypt, UN, Qatar, even Russia, all these countries were intervening to reach truce between the two sides. But on the ground, nothing is happening. People are looking for a truce because they are tired from the massive destruction that happened during these days. There is a problem inside the Israeli side, in the Israeli government. They are under pressure by their people because there are demonstrations inside the cities of the Israeli cities between Arab or Palestinians who are resident there and the Israelis against what is happening in Gaza.
And what about this Hamas? Pressure, is Hamas, would you say, determined to continue its rocket attacks on Israel?
Hamas started this battle for demanding to end the violations violations in Jerusalem. So I don't think that they will stop unless some of their demands will be achieved.
And that was Gaza-based journalist Hannah Shalla speaking to me before we came on air.